Hello.
Okay. Give us your name and we'll test it with that.
I'm Russell Hammerman, retired superintendent of schools in Northville.
Okay. Stop it here. Whether we got it close enough or not.
Recording now.
Would you tell us when you came here, Mr. Hammerman, and what it was like?
I came here in the fall of 1927.
What school?
I was different then. There weren't any paved streets. They just discarded the electric. This is my mind now.
The trolley car?
Yes. I just continued that.
What schools did we have in town then?
Had one. Well, we had the old high school on Main Street. And back of that was, down West Street was the grade school, which burned in 1936. And we built the one over on Main Street.
So we had the grade school facing Katy Street. And the high school?
No, facing the old West Street. Part of the tour operator.
Oh, okay. School, I mean.
But you take that material, Jack Hoffman has it, all that's on there.
Yeah. Were you a teacher in which school were you teaching?
I started out as high school principal. I served in that capacity for 6 years. The superintendent was Thad Knapp. He died suddenly in April 1933. The school board elected me to take his place. Sidelight. He came to me on a Thursday afternoon, that is the superintendent. Said, we're in a mess financially. We're out of money. I got to have a board meeting or a faculty meeting Monday to tell the faculty what's up. He said, you know any reason why we shouldn't hold a meeting? I said, no, that's all right with me. He went home and died that night. I had to call the meeting Monday. Take over.
So when you took it over, the finances were in a mess.
In a mess. We had to issue a script.
To the teachers?
Well, I didn't know how to do it. I went to the superintendent in Plymouth, a good friend of mine. He said, I don't know anything about it either. Let's work it out together. So we did.
Who was the Plymouth superintendent that helped?
George Smith.
They had issued script to pay teachers, but he knew of that.
They had to.
Yeah.
He said, let's work it out together.
Yeah.
So we did.
Oh my. How long did that situation last, do you think?
About a year. Then people began to pay their back taxes.
Oh, they hadn't paid their taxes.
They gave them a 10-year moratorium. Pay the taxes if they could.
Why had things been so bad here in town?
Well, that was the beginning of the Depression.
Yeah.
The banks closed.
Had banks gone broke here?
Yeah, I put my paycheck in at the end of school year. Went over to Hills never visited this. Got word the bank was closed.
The town bank had closed?
Yeah. Well, there were two of them.
Two banks?
One of them closed before the other one did.
Yeah.
Our money was in the bank that closed. I had nothing to live on that summer. So I contacted my insurance company and borrowed enough on them to get by for the summer.
So you borrowed on your insurance to get through the summer? Oh, gosh. Well, the school was able to open in the fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
So on the shoestring.
Uh-huh. And how did you do it? Did you...
Well,
did
the everybody's salary 27%.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
I got this script.
And who would accept the script?
Well, one person in town. Ed Bogart ran the EMB grocery. Bob Willoughby in Plymouth assumed that he'd take all the... Take over there for my shoes.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't eat shoes.
Better be sure. Gosh.
Those are hard times.
Yes. How long did that last? Do you remember? Was it like a year or
about
more?
About a year.
Uh-huh.
Money began to come in and we could begin to retire the script.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, people could pay their taxes on that script.
Oh, yes. Okay. And just playing the mechanics, how did you get script? Did you have somebody print it?
I think we got the help of an attorney to work it.
Uh-huh.
So it's illegal. I think the Northern Record printed it, if I'm not mistaken.
So the attorney advised, like, the Record on how to print it. Okay. And because you're a good money man, how did you know how much script to print?
We had to guess at it.
Oh. And you'd print it like $1,000 a time? $1,000 a time?
Well, I don't know whether I had more than one printing or not.
Yeah.
I had a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Quite a bit to destroy later on.
Oh, okay. Printed
of
some
course.
Extra. Well, after that calamity year, what a heck of a way to start, huh?
Oh.
How did things go after that, then?
Slowly.
Oh, didn't pick up fast.
It was bad until the war came on.
Yeah.
And everything turned to bad.
So you had, like, seven years of coping with no money.
In the meantime, we had the building burn.
Oh, right. Well, that was in 1936. That was
which one burned? The old grade school.
Right. The grade school that faced West Street. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you able, what did you do with, what time of year was that it burned?
January.
So what did you do the rest of the year with
them? Well, we placed those kits in different buildings around town. American Legion loaned us their building.
Yeah.
The bank that it closed, they loaned us. First floor in their building.
What did the bank? Oh.
And where Harold Bloom is, that belonged to Ray Richardson. He loaned that to us. We put that partition down through the middle, put two passwords in there. house on Main Street.
At a house? Whose house was that?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Where the recreation building is now.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Boy Scouts had a building where the drive-in bank is now over here.
Oh, that nice little brick building.
We used that for kids' birthday.
Uh-huh.
And one woman was kind enough to write to people and ask and tell me in an Albert school system, you better do something about it.
In the middle of all this, she complained.
And I had to send me a copy of the letter. I invited her to come and see me. So we talked it over, and she was couldn't understand it all, why we couldn't have it at school. It was good in Detroit. But she got in a fight with a neighbor and moved away, so we took care of that.
She wouldn't have been happy anywhere. Then what building was built to replace this grade school then?
Grade school on Main Street.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey. That opened in what year then?
Be in the fall of 36.
That went fast, didn't it?
Maybe it was a year, I can't remember for sure.
Yeah.
I think it says on the building, 1936.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a prize-winning building, wasn't it?
Yes, in Paris. I'll tell you how we got that building. Yeah. We got $30,000 insurance on that building in Bern. WPA put in $40,000.
Oh.
And we passed the foundation for $27,000. 30-some people voted the foundation, most of them were teachers.
Oh. How many? 37?
About that.
37 voted for the bond issue.
And most of them were teachers.
Yeah. Well, then it was no cheap building.
No.
$97,000.
We had $100,000 to work on.
Uh-huh.
When we got through, we had $5,000 left over. I got in touch with the WPA and said, what do we do with that extra money? They said, landscape your building.
Great.
He said, you did so well coming through with something left over.
Oh.
Keep it.
Oh, that's great. So the WPA would also give money to places.
Yeah.
Did you use WPA workers on the job?
Yes, a lot of them.
Oh. Then it did go fast. Wasn't the, it sounded like the contractor was a good one, too.
He did all right by us.
Yeah, uh-huh. What buildings did we have next?
This is about 5 years later, we built an addition to that building.
On the back there?
Mm-hmm. And in about 1950, we built the first section of the Emerald School.
How did you feel about it being named for you?
Well, I fainted.
He didn't.
I was on the committee to select the name for it.
Uh-huh.
And they announced the PTA meeting, we're going to get the name of the new school tonight. I said, how can you do that? You never had a meeting. I smiled a little bit.
Where did they announce it?
A PTA meeting.
At a PTA meeting, like In Main Street School? The first part of Ammerman then opened in 1950?
I can't be sure, some between 1950 and 1955, I think.
Yeah.
Also, when he had one of the great project off from there.
Yeah.
It's all down there.
Then, did you start then splitting the community by sending grade kids there and grade kids to Main Street? Was that the first time that grade school kids were?
That was done.
How did you handle things like music, art, and gym with that?
I think they shuttled between the two buildings.
Yeah, shared the special.
Shared time.
Yeah. What buildings came next then?
Well, for instance, it got better off at that time. We could issue bigger bond issues and so on. So then we were planning for a new high school.
And what year was that? And how did you get that property? That's such prime property.
I went up there looking around. There's all grown up to get tails and so on. And I said to Hero Park, who's on the school board, that's the place for the new high school. He went up there with me and says, that's it. I want to get ready to choose a site. They formed a committee along with the architect to review 5 different places. And I got there and they said that's the place for the building. And that was an old gravel pit.
Oh.
So it wasn't worth much at that time.
So who owned it?
I don't know. Yeah. See, first we bought the Ammerman school site off of that property. 10 acres, I think it was. And we bought the rest of it for the high school. Just as we're buying it, the county came to us and said, we want to put a cutoff through there. Now, are you going to stop us? I said, no. You may have the land for so much an acre. Put a bridge over the roadway so we can get over to the athletic field and fence in the animal school along the highway. And they jumped at the offer. They did everything they said they would. And we thought they put a decent little hand bridge across there. And look what they built. I understand it cost $50,000 to build that bridge.
For heaven's sakes, for the footbridge and then the fencing too.
That was along about 1955. Yeah, I wish I had Jack Hoffman's stuff.
Yeah.
When we had the high school almost built, that's when the airplane came down in the backyard next to the Ammerman school.
Right, that airplane that crashed right into it.
Like a few feet of hitting that building, just as the kids were loading the buses to go home.
It tore all those trees down as it went through that little,
No.
Not that one?
No. No, they were next door to the Main Street School.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
At Main Street, yeah.
I could be wrong on that date when it started, because we didn't move into it until 1959. 57 or something in there. At that time, they voted the addition to the Hammerman School.
Right.
So they were building both of them at the same time.
Yeah. How about Cook School on Taft Road?
I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
But he's still in need for two more schools. Another man, another elementary school, and the junior high. That's when they selected the site for the Cook School. The one on 8 Mile Road, the Moraine School.
Oh, that's right.
That was my last year on the job. I told the board, I said, I think you're going to go third next audition when a new man comes on. I said, no, we want to do it all the time, we know the pass. I said, are you kidding me? And they want to know when they knew my contract for another 3 years. No decision was made. 865 is the limit. So I didn't build those two schools.
So you didn't. Cook and Moraine were after your time. Yeah.
I picked the sites.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Was there anything in your time that was especially pleasing to you? That really made you happy or proud?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how much of a... I don't mean bound issue. I don't think it's what I used to.
Yeah.
Put down the tax roll, what do we call it? Here's the taxes.
Yeah, past the... where the people voted an increase in the taxes.
Yeah. Well, I got to back up. It was a bond issue we were after. You raised the money to build a building. And then the financial and the Board of Education came up with the idea that we'd ask for 8 mills for 5 years. The business thing was the committee from the PTA came in and said, that isn't enough. If you vote 10 mills for 10 years, we'll see it passes. Delightful to hear them say that.
Wow.
They get the word, put on the ballot, and it passed. So we got a new school and we got the funds to operate it.
Oh, that's great. That was for the high school?
Mm-hmm. Well, all necessary expenses.
Yeah.
That 10 bills ran out. The year I retired.
So there was...
So I said to the board, I don't have to help engineering on the bond issue. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, no, if you do it now, it'll pass.
So that was ending in 65. You served on some kind of financial group for schools after you retired as superintendent here?
Not for schools.
Oh, not for schools?
I was chairman of the committee that built the Allen Terrace.
Oh.
And the parking deck. I've been on that committee since 1970. I'm still on it. But quite still.
Now, what committee is that? called then covering those two things. The
well, I think that's all taken care of. That's all paid off.
Right. And that, and it was a committee strictly for that, or it was it wasn't the downtown improvement.
No, it's all the building authority.
Oh, yeah. Who? How did you happen to have the idea for Allen Terrace?
That preceded me. Oh. I got ready to go there, and they tapped me to be on the committee to talk the bond issue.
That's the trouble with people trusting you.
Jack Hoffman was secretary. Bob Fidel was treasurer. And I was chairman. I'm still chairman. But we don't have anything to do. And we have to stay in existence until the bond is paid off on our terms.
Oh.
In other words, it's our building until the city finishes paying for it.
Jack Hoffman was on that committee with you at the one time, and
your secretary.
Yeah, and Charlie Friedel?
Bob Friedel.
Bob Friedel.
The committee has Elroy Ellison on it.
Yeah.
And
Bruce Turnbull, yeah. And that's the building committee.
We have to meet once a year to see if the city's paying the bills.
And they are? They're paying
so
their bills?
No problem. They keep raising the rent so they can meet the bills. Not that I've been on some new property. Some other things in the ward out in 10 years' time.
Oh, yeah, replacements. There was some talk of possibly building more to Allen Terrace.
Is this talk?
Okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Now, one time when you and I were talking, you were talking about the consolidation, where there for a certain time, a lot of one-room schools decided to close.
That's in the article Jack Hoffman has.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
We absorbed, I think it was eight primary school districts.
That gave our district this shape that it has. It covers so many political areas. So eight schoolhouses decided to join.
Mm-hmm. We never asked one of them to come in. They asked they couldn't be next.
Can you name off some of them? Because this will be interesting.
That's
We've in seen
Jack,
the buildings go.
That's in Jack Hoffman's
article. Remember any of them?
The Turfey School, west of Northfield on 7 Mile Road. They're building burned, they had to do something.
Yeah. Oh, so that one was burned out in the
Thayer School District.
Where was Thayer?
Our neighbor and 6 Mile or 5 Mile.
Yeah.
Oh, 9 Mile and Taft.
Then this other one that we remember.
That is called Baseline School, Taft.
Baseline.
8 Mile.
Taft and Taft and 8 Mile.
Chapman School District.
Chapman.
And there's one east of North Hill. There's an elite art school out there for a while. And I lost track of the name of it, and it was east of North Hill.
Yeah. Near 7 or 8 Mile.
Just on 7 Mile near Saturday.
I read that a man named Bartow started a school on his farm out there. That was in 1888. But Bartow wasn't the name of that one then.
So-and-so, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
We split that, we took the part that has Meadowbrook, everything in Wayne County, and Novi took the part that was in Novi Township.
So, that one, was split. Now, Baseline one definitely was on 8 Mile.
Yeah.
We do remember that one on 9 Mile. There was one on 9 Mile.
I thought it was Chapman School.
Oh, okay.
Well, on Baseline, there's an academy there now, and there's an old school building.
For sure. We know an academy.
Oh, yes. Yes, right. Uh-huh.
And that was at the corner of Badner and 6 Mile. There's 18 acres in there. And the man came to us and he said, I'd like to sell that property. I think we paid $25,000 an acre for it, bought the whole business. And when we took over the Waterford School, they said, if you're in excess, what's in it for us? I said, well, you can help pay taxes in the school district. You have a high school to send your kids to. And if you ever need a good school out here, we'll build one for you. And look what they have in Waterford. Not the Waterford School. There's an elementary school out there. They built after I left.
Meads Mill. Right? Yeah. Meads Mill Middle School?
Yes, that's one of them.
Yeah.
And on the end
of it. Oh, and then, Winchester.
Winchester?
Yes.
So, yes. See, they built them one school, they built them two.
Uh-huh.
So they were satisfied.
Well, was Waterford a pretty big area then? You know, when they joined the...
Well, it went east to Energy Road. South of 5 Mile, part of the line. Some of that was in the Pima School District.
I started to buy a fleet of buses about then, too. Fleet of school buses about then. Mm-hmm. I had to buy school buses for the new districts.
Part of that Waterford District, over near 5 Mile.
Yeah.
They didn't want to come to North Hill. They were then sending their high school kids to Plymouth. And anyway, the school district said, we'll work that out. If you'll vote to join North Hill School District, the North Hill School District will let Plymouth have that section down there that they want.
Uh-oh.
So I did that. I almost traded horses.
How did the people felt all right about
happy.
That? Yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah.
We said we don't want it, but it doesn't want to join us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that Waterford one was split between, yeah.
Small section went to Plymouth and the rest of it came to Northville. I didn't think the old mind would remember that much.
Yeah. Did this put a real crunch on our school system, having all of these children come in, or did they come in gradually?
Came in gradually.
Yeah.
That's the territory building.
Uh-huh. Did any of the teachers leave any of those schools and come to ours to teach?
One came.
Who was that?
I can't remember. She always said, we took the school over in the middle of the year. And the year was out when we transferred the kids to Northville.
Yeah.
And she left. So she actually taught in the old school building. But it had become our property in the meantime.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't think of any others that came my way.
Yeah. Did you have any kind of characters that you dealt with? You spoke of the one lady. Were there any other people that were interesting to deal with?
When I was a man in the baseline school, no. He wasn't in our school district. But he sent the high school kids to us. The committee wanted to dictate how we operated the program. And then I had quite a few rounds. I was worn out. He told a man that I know, he said, Amberman and I are very close friends. We've been buddies for years. I said, I'm glad to know that.
Fist buddies, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I went to a lot of Ammerman Day dues up at the school, and they were very pleasant because the kids are so nice. They're so thrilled to see you.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. Did they have one this year?
Yeah. Oh, a very brief one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't really ever one day, but it was teachers.
PTA.
I can't hear you.
Oh, the PTA then.
Yeah, PTA.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they had us as their guests.
Yeah.
And they had the regular ice cream and so-so.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that when we got to South, we got on out of there.
Your time is. I'm working on the indexing at the public library of the Northfield record. Did you stop it for me?
No.
Why don't you stop it? Yeah. Okay, then when the Union School was, what date did that burn then?
1916.
Was that a public school?
Mm-hmm.
Tax money supported. And then on that same property, was the building that was a grade school.
I don't quite get the connection, but the building that burned, that I told you about first,
yes,
that was built as a high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think the school that stood where the Union School was an elementary school. Mm-hmm. So what they do about a new high school, turn the old high school over to grade school purposes. When our grade school burned, some of the people thought they ought to build a new high school and use the present current high school for a grade school. I said, let's do it right for once and build a building that's built for elementary school kids. Why did they always have to do second best? Well, the school board got quite busy, thought that was a good idea.
Oh, what were your ideas on a grade school? Because Main Street is an excellent structure for little people.
Well, of course I know our ideas now on what to do. They said that building is obsolete. I said, well, I must be too, because I helped build it. Of course they have bigger libraries and facilities. And we couldn't afford them in those days. We owned that property where they built the building. Well, before I got here, they built bought that property down there and took out two or three houses. I don't know why. So that's the bacon. So we like to find the built a good school there. And then it's wrong because it had no play yard to speak of.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because we had 500 kids in that building once. I didn't plan on coming over to better quarters. When they built the Emmerman School, we decided that could be a building for walkers. That probably would grow one of these days. People disputed us on it. It was long before they filled the building with walkers. I felt quite proud of many things that did happen over the years.
Yes. We used to say that there was, things were planned well in the sense that you could forecast. That was surprising how you could look ahead and know what was going to happen.
It took a lot of work to do it. A school census you took in those days and so on.
Yeah. How did you take a school census?
House to house.
We did it.
Hire somebody, so what's your name?
And they'd ask what age the children were there?
And the father would look it up since they'd all got in school. So then we'd find out what happened to them. Or someone would move out after the census was taken. No one did anything. They don't do that, take a census like that anymore.
No. Now it's count the kids in school.
I don't know how to manage it.
Yeah. Are you watching the time at us?
I didn't give you time to give you my laughable incident.
Have you got a lot? Yeah, I don't want to cut.
Oh, yes.
You bet. Now, is there plenty of time for a good story?
About 10 minutes, yeah.
An old building that burned grade school. We had spent a year with WPA helping renovating it. They rewired it. Built a new chimney for it, put on fire escapes. This is a two-story building, all wood structure. Moved in the fall. Long in January, the building burned down. But before that, I went over to the building in the fall during the recess, and the teachers were all gathered around. I said, have you folks used this fire escape yet? No one is supposed to. I said, every teacher is supposed to use that fire escape to see how it worked out for the kids. May Babbitt spoke up to me. She said, have you been down the fire escape? I said, no, I'm over here to do that. She said, I'll go right now if you will. I said, okay. She said, you go first. I got in there and I didn't know kids had been coasted down on wax paper. And they were wiping the slippery thing. I got in and zing, and I looked up and I could just see a white sheet following me. And the teacher got in so quick, he came down. I landed on my back and rolled over. She landed right on top of me. And I thought those teachers would die laughing. I had more fun with the staff over the years.
So the kids have been testing the fire escape.
I literally tested it. I said, I went back to my office and went to work. She went home changed her clothes. She remembers it.
Do you remember what grade she taught?
On about the fourth, somewhere in there.
Oh, was it? Fourth grade was in her grade when fire. I remember his house in one of those houses down on Main Street.
That was the Legion building at that time, down on Main Street.
What building?
I think it's where that Mac or Express place used to be.
That big old house down there.
There's a flower shop in there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are so good to us to help us house those kids. Within a week after the building burned, we were back in business again.
Oh, that's great. Well, do you remember the names of the people in that house? No? Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was an ancient building. Henry Ford had given it to them.
Oh. So it was a Henry Ford-owned house?
By that time, I guess the Legion owned it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I wasn't following you on that. So the bedspread place, which is now a flower place, was a Legion place then. Oh.
And Ford bought all that property down to the Eon.
Yeah.
Everything from Bridges up to on the next street.
Hutton, maybe? Up to Hutton?
Hutton.
Up the hill to Hutton. So Ford owned all that property?
Most of it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He might not have owned the corner building.
Yeah. Had he built the valve plant then?
About
there?
That time.
Yeah.
I think he said he built that building in 36. It was in 36 we had our fire.
We conclude the tape now and I'll stop turned over.
Okay. And